Monarchs, sulfurs, swallowtails. These are common butterflies, but a reminder of the splendor of the natural world. Around the mid-19th century, Americans developed a sweeping passion for butterfly collecting, eager perhaps to move on from the Civil War and driven by Europe's long-standing fascination with the insect. In an extensive book, Butterfly People, An American Encounter with the Beauty of the World, William Leach documents the butterfly movement. His own passion for the jeweled insects began when he was a small boy, growing up in a tightly packed urban environment.
One of the really most delightful things that happened to me as a child is when my father constructed a net for me, made from cheesecloth and an old pole and a hanger. And he gave me a very cheaply constructed cigar box to use to put the butterflies in once I caught them.
It was a turning point for Leach, setting him off on an adventure that's ongoing today. He spent 14 years researching his book, filling it with the stories of pioneering naturalists. Foremost among them is Alfred Russel Wallace. After capturing an unnamed butterfly in 1857, he wrote, "On taking it out of my net and opening the glorious wings, my heart began to beat violently. The blood rushed to my head, and I felt more like fainting than I've done when in apprehension of death. I had a headache the rest of the day."
The heart that pounds is when you encounter something like a butterfly, which is wild and inaccessible, but beautiful. And the quest is everything to try to get the butterfly. All that time, your heart is racing. And practically every individual in my book experienced this phenomenon.
A racing heart was just the beginning of what entomologist Herman Strecker felt. Strecker collected hundreds of thousands of butterflies and moths, but his career was also stained by controversy when he was accused of stealing museum butterflies under his hat. Born in 1836 in Philadelphia to a German stonecutter, his father tried to beat the hobby out of his son with a leather strap. But Strecker wouldn't be stopped.
He was in the possession of what he and other German Americans would have called Sehnsucht. Sehnen meaning yearning, and Zuck or Zucken means to excess or to addiction. And he was, like other Americans, experiencing something quite extraordinary for the first time. This diverse, wonderful, rich faunal world around him in America that no one had really ever studied, and no one had the language to study.
Entomologist William Henry Edwards helped write the language of an emerging scientific field. Throughout his career, the grandfather of the butterfly movement identified hundreds of species, tapping into Darwin's Origin of the Species to help guide the study of the butterfly as a living thing and not just a dried-out museum specimen. But this Sehnsucht for butterflies couldn't sustain its fever pitch, and ultimately it burned out. And with the coming of the 20th century, Leach writes, our love for technology and innovation overshadowed the natural world. Increasingly, development has killed off the habitat of the butterflies. Yet Leach is hopeful that in our stressful modern world, our passion for butterflies can be stoked once again.
This tradition allowed for what was virtually the free play of the sensuous impulses of individuals, but not in a way that would have violated Victorian principles, but it got them into the beauty of nature, as nothing else could have. And the old natural tradition, along with collecting, that was so central to it, is no longer what it was, and that is disturbing to me. The question remains, how do you get children to connect to the richness of the natural world?
Perhaps it's as simple as heading outside with a homemade butterfly net and a racing heart.